the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Let me ask you something, dog.
check this out, man. I'm gonna tell you, like, me and Papa Time here, man, we've been going through it for a minute, dog. We've been going through it. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. We get discouraged, man. We be sitting here like, God damn, man. Sometimes motherfuckers wanna give up, but we don't. Now let me ask you, dog, as an artist, and I know you can understand that better than anybody as an artist. What makes you keep going, dog? What makes you just keep saying, I'm gonna keep putting this music thing down?
You know, to tell you the truth, man, I did a little bit, man, for about 7 years straight, man. And, you know, when I was in there in the joint, man, you know, I had a lot of time to think about what I really wanted to do. When I got out, I had a plan, put it down. And, you know, whenever I feel like giving up, I think back to them days, me being locked up, you know. Got to get out of here and stay focused, man. I'm hungry for it.
Okay, okay, okay. What you got coming out, Jock?
Right now, I got my mixtape coming out, you know, fresh out the hood. I got the, you know, the hit single right now, Gone Bitch. My follow-up song is the G-Shock. And, you know, I'm just hungry right now. I'm traveling right now, man. You know, I'm trying
okay.
to get to your city, to the next city.
Okay, okay, Jock, I got to stop you now. I'm a motherfucker from the G2. So I got to know, what's the concept of the Gone Bitch?
The Gone Bitch, man. I'm glad you asked that, so go ahead and break it down.
What's the concept of that Gone Bitch?
But the Gone Bitch, man, that came from just an everyday word, man, I hear every day, you know, from my lady friends. They always be talking about Gone Bitch to each other. So I was like, man, I'm going to make that a hot-ass theme song. So, you know, I put that together, hollered my homegirl, we came over, Gone Bitch.
And you know what, man? I said we got that on standby too. So you know we gonna have to bump that. I wanna holler at my boy right here. I wanna holler at my boy Vito. Sam P.
What's
good, man? What's happening with you, big homie?
Y'all niggas out here grinding.
Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
What's been going down with you, man? What's happening with you?
Man, just promoting heavy. All over the country, getting radio spins now, trying to do shows. That's what it's all about right now.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, I said, man, we're trying to get this Midwest thing popping, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you the same question I asked my man Jock, man. Like I said, man, I know this shit get frustrating as hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, ain't none of us, you know what I'm saying? Ain't none of us at this motherfucking status where we want to be, but no doubt we're going to keep grinding. What makes
right.
you keep grinding, dog? What makes you keep grinding?
Yeah.
What makes Sam P just say, fuck this, I'm going to keep going?
Man, you got a genuine love for the music as an art form, and that just keeps me grinding with it. It's motivation. And I want to see this area blow. It ain't really done it yet. So somebody got to be the one.
That's what's up. All right, now check this out now. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I got my man, Frank Madman Nitty. Madman, what's happening?
What's good with Woody?
What's up with you, dude?
Man, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Trying to represent for the hood, for the good, you know.
Okay. I gotta say one thing to you, Madman. That never be me, that's a problem. That's a motherfucking problem, dog. That's a motherfucking problem, man.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucking problem, man. I'm feeling a lot of things you're doing, man. But I'm going to ask you the same way I just asked Sam P, the same way I asked Jock the Freshman, man. I know it's a motherfucking struggle out here, dog. I know it is, man. Man, what the fuck makes you keep going in this music thing, man? What makes you keep going?
Seriously, I'm going to be honest with you. Besides the love of it, it's like I got supporters that every time I feel like I'm falling off a little bit, like I ain't into it no more or whatever, they always get at me like, man, you got to keep going, because the way they see it, the way the certain producers and the way certain people that's in my camp looking at it, like, I'm just one person from here, you know, what, you know, outside of just this little, you know, Chicago area and everything, I need, because I'm looking for distribution. So that's what, you know, make it get quick. Answer my supporters, them people pushing me, when ain't nobody else saying nothing. Well, not even my family calling or saying nothing. You know, I got people calling me from Indiana, from California, from New York, hitting me up online saying, man, keep pushing, keep going. You killing them. And I'm killing them. I'm going to take their word for it. I'm killing them.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, check this out, y'all. Check this out, fellas. I got Jock the Freshman, Frank Madman Nitty, Beto Sam P. I got all three of y'all on the line right now, man. I asked Frank Nitty this last week, so I'm gonna hit Beto Sam P up with it.
Beto. Yeah, what's good?
All right, check this out, dog. Check this out.
Okay.
Super group. You have to come up with a super powerhouse group from the Midwest. What would it
from
be?
The Midwest? Oh, man.
I got to
say myself, first and foremost. I got to say myself. So you got Beto. You got probably my man Mike Dubb, Young Platt, and probably my partner Vonnie EC out in East Chicago.
Okay. Jock the Freshman. Super group.
You know myself, my boy Freddie Gibbs, Thugged Out, and I probably have to go one of these young guys by the name of Lil Nappy.
Okay. Frank Madman, you said some shit last week, man, that I kind of stuck in my head, man. You said some shit last week that kind of stuck in my head about how, you know what I'm saying, how these motherfucking promoters be doing, how they be doing y'all, man. I mean, to reflect back on it, I mean, because a lot of people might not have been on here last week and might not heard what you were saying, man. I want you to run that back again, man, how you were talking about how these promoters, like, because, you know, a lot of people, like, the artists don't get along. But you came with a different flow. You was like, it ain't so much the artist, it's these motherfucking promoters and all this shit. Like motherfucker, like last week, me and you both agreed, fuck Gucci. But hey, that's just us, Nitty. That's just us.
Right, just us.
Everybody might not feel that way, but you know what I'm saying. I want you to reflect on that again, man.
All right, basically what I was saying was, and it ain't just the promoters. I don't just want to pick on all the promoters and just the promoters, but it's a few other people too in the circle of things. But to elaborate on what I was speaking about the promoters was, we got so many promoters out here. You got hot music, you got big followers, but they're not approaching us like the artists we're supposed to be approached as. They're approaching us as like we're the product of what they're doing. And what I mean is because they're throwing shows, and you come into the show to perform in front of their imaginary crowd, they doing so much more for you, and so that more therefore you supposed to put money forth to them, which you already got expenses in the studio, you already got expenses when it comes to wardrobe, you already got expenses towards travel and everything, but they saying give us $250 and we'll let you perform with Gucci Mane. You know, and I'm just gonna say Gucci Mane because that's what I said last week, that was my example. And we'll come down and we'll give us $250 and we'll let you perform with, let's say, Blase Skippy, some other big name from somewhere else in some other area. And I'm thinking, like, how come if you behind this artist, as a promoter, as a person that's been hearing this artist's name, how about you just say, come jump on this show and I'm going to throw you a couple dollars because I know you're fixing to bring your people too and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me, like, how the industry that went from one way to, you know, it went from the artist-ran industry. Basically, you had your big hats and everything, but the artist, it's what the artists say. We need this artist here, so bam. It wasn't too much radio play for nobody, so we could stop that. The radio players was getting everybody their promotion now, but it wasn't a radio play back then too much for artists like that. But you see them, they made their name in the street. And those street promoters was going, I got to get this nigga in the club. We done seen the movies about it. We done lived it. So I got to get this nigga in the club and let him bring his crowd and kill it. But now we got to pay to get in to perform. And that's crazy. And so therefore, artists don't get along with artists, because here go another artist that's super garbage in my eyes. He might be the beautiful thing, but he's super garbage, and he getting a slot that somebody that decide him blood and tears for. He
right.
getting a shot because he made a little money, or somebody got a little money and threw it out there and said, man, let my boy get on. He be in the front of the crib. He be in the front of the building. He be rapping. He be bad. He cold. And all the time you hear this nigga, you like, for real? Come on, stop it. And
right,
they get the play. They get the love because they got the 250. They got the 500. And then everybody out there watching, waiting for Gucci to perform or whoever to perform. And they see this nigga come on stage and, well, he garbage, but shit, he must be somebody because he up on the stage. So, to get to the point, it's not always about the artist and the artist. It's about us, like the circle that we, or the path that we follow, like our producers. We got producers out here that, for some strange reason, think that without them, there'd be no us. Like, we wasn't beatboxing and banging on tables and shit and coming up with, like, our punchlines and shit there. We needed you, man. My bad. So now they going shit out the way crazy with prices. Then
right.
Not everybody a producer. Anybody could do, and you know it sounds good because they got a nice little hook and something going on. But in the reality of it, if you got a team, it'll make sense. If you got a producer that believes in you as an artist, he should be saying
right.
You are artists that I'm gonna help get out here, and when you get out here, don't forget me.
Right,
oh,
that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up, Nitty. That's what's up. Doc, let me ask you. Nah, to follow on what he said.
Hold on, dog. Hold on for a second, dog. I just want to let everybody know we got Joey Zah on the show.
What's up,
Joey
Zah?
What's happening?
What's going on, Midwest, Minnesota? Thanks for the love, man. 219, y'all know what it is.
Okay, that's what's up, Joey Zah. What's happening with you, dog?
Slow motion, man. Slow motion. I'm laid back in the cut right now, man. We had a loss this week, so you know, just kind of huddled up with the fam a little bit. But you know, I committed to doing this thing, and you know, I like being professional, so that's what it is.
Okay,
man,
well, man, look here,
man.
I condolences go out to you and yours, man.
Indeed. We appreciate it.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask a question. I mean, to piggyback off what my man Nitty said, I mean, we got Joey Zah, we got Beatles, MP, we got Dr. Freshman. I mean, I can feel what he's saying. I mean, I'm going to start off with you, Jock. Do you feel what my man's saying?
Definitely, I feel what he's saying. I mean, shit, he pretty much made it. The point he made is like 100% there. I mean, you do got a lot of these rappers out here, you know, wasting time. They're wasting space, wasting, you know, time for producers, you know. I'm trying to get in the studio, make super hits, man. You got these guys in here making these trash, man. But, you know, it is what it is. You feel like you got the money to go out there and, you know, make a whack track. And, I mean, go ahead and do it. But I feel what he's trying to say, man. Everybody feel like that.
Straight up. Okay. That's real talk. All right, man, check this out, man. I just got to ask. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, as local artists, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a struggle. I know it's like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, how do we come over this barrier and say, okay, I ain't finna get mad at him, or I ain't gonna get mad at him, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like, okay, I mean, I'm just going as examples, but you know what I'm saying? Dr. Freshman and Beto San P, shit, how can we make good music together? I mean, not to say that, you know what I'm saying, nobody got no battle or no problem with each other. But you know what I'm saying? A lot of local rappers in the Midwest, and we all know it, a lot of these local cats got a lot of beef with each other, man. I mean, whether it's from the streets, whether it's the music scene or whatever, man, what can we do to just sit there and say, all right, let's rectify the problem, let's get this straight, let's bring the Midwest to the forefront? Because right now, the Dirty South's killing us. The Dirty South's killing us. I mean, back in the day, we had, you know, the East Coast rock, then the West Coast rock. Now it's the Dirty South. When the fuck is the Midwest gonna pop up?
When they get a blueprint.
We gotta,
when we get a blueprint and we stick to it. You know what I'm saying? For real, like,
okay, what's the blueprint?
You mentioned down south. You mentioned down south, and you say, like, all right, Cash Money. They had producers,
right,
artists, managers, everything within a circle. It wasn't one nigga or 15 niggas doing one thing and one nigga trying to do the rest. It was everybody had a spot. You had Manny Fresh making beats, whoever else was on their beat-making team. You probably had one nigga.
Right.
And then all, they was the artists. But when you look at that blueprint, that's what worked. When you look all around, everywhere down south, it's not like a whole coalition, Atlanta, a whole coalition, Alabama, down south. It's cliques within each state and city. You feel
that's
what I'm
right
saying?
Right.
And them cliques all got somebody that's doing something outside of just sitting around waiting on a check. So, I mean, when we get somebody, when we get those cliques that actually push themselves and follow that blueprint, we good. I thought we had a blueprint over in my camp, but niggas start getting big-headed. When they start hearing music and they, niggas just said, like, man, well, somebody need to pay me now. Dude, you nobody now. Ain't nobody
right
paying nobody. Feel
right
me? So, you know, until we get that blueprint, that's my opinion. I don't want to take the mic too much. My fault.
Well, now, who was that just talking?
That was Nitty.
That was the madman.
To piggyback on what my man said, man, we gotta kind of shake the culture too. See, a lot of them, a lot of those other places, they don't really. I hate to put it out like that, but we steeped in gang culture out here. It's just that simple. And the Midwest gotta shake that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to fuck with us because they think we're gonna act a fool all the time. That's just 100. You know, we gotta get without that. We ain't gonna fuck with this nigga cause he this, or we ain't gonna fuck with that nigga cause he that, or he stay over here on 2-5, or this nigga stay in Marshalltown, so I ain't gonna fuck with him. I'm saying if motherfuckers making moves, let's move. We
them
need
niggas
that,
that don't want to make it. That's what who said that? The time wasters. That's them niggas right there. Them niggas that really don't want to make it. That don't want to tap into that. But if you,
right,
you when you get out there in the national attention, you trying to tap into different genres. You trying
right
to tap into as much stuff that you can, so people can. So naturally, if you got that in your mind when you in the streets now, then like you got hustlers that's messing with moles, that's folks, that's moles and all that.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Making money. So that's their mentality anyway. But it's some people that's just raised differently, and they not the ones that's supposed to make it.
Let me ask. Because you got to look at it. And I got to say it, dog. Motherfuckers is trying to be professional about the situation. And you got to look at this, man. Just take, I'm just going to throw two names from the West Coast out there. You got motherfucking Mac 10 and Snoop Dogg. All right, one a Blood, one a Crip. You know what I'm saying? But I done heard them collab on many a song. The Game. You got The Game. He hollering Red Nation, but he fucks with anybody from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? If they fuck with him, he'll fuck with them. I'm trying to figure out, at what point in time do you put these motherfucking Colors or Vice Lord and GD down? When the fuck do you put that down? Y'all are trying to make money, man. It's real shit out there, man. You got motherfuckers out there really trying to make that paper. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really trying to go somewhere. Why the fuck is motherfuckers still hollering over this motherfucking gang affiliation?
I'm not gonna be an advocate for it, but at the same time, this industry is a battle derived industry anyway. Whereas if there's no controversy, if there's no reason for me to listen to you, then my thing is that's all they do. Give me a reason why you did that.
Yeah.
Give me a reason why you leaving that alone. That's good music to me.
Have money on you,
why has it got to be controversy? Why we can't just make good music? You know what I'm saying?
We can speak on the most secular, small, you know, as far as common sense,
Right.
When he starts speaking politically, and when he starts speaking about that, and I'm just saying comedy because that he I ain't cool, but that's not my really my type of music. But when he starts speaking on other type of stuff, you know, and becoming that controversial rapper, that's when his name started to get a little bit bigger. And it wasn't really like he even spoke on gang banging and affiliations and everything. It, you know what I'm saying? Then you even got Game, what you could say, Game Holland Blood, and he making sure niggas know that, but he working with other people. His niggas out here working. I'm Holland GD. But I'm working with BDs, I'm working with Moles, I'm working with Vice Lords, whatever on the front of the Vice Lord. That's my family. That's how I'm living. You know what I'm saying? I got family. I got a big ass family. So I got family that got everything in it. So when I'm gang banging with them, no. So when I'm out here in these streets and we out here making money and we trying to survive in this struggle, we see it a little different. It start being an Obama thing where we start thinking like, beyond the square, beyond the circle, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but that's
right.
I can only speak for me, and everybody on this panel can only speak for them. So, I don't know how they live, and I'm trying to get them to see how I live through my music, and I hope that that's what good music is about. So,
Let me, hold on, hey, Shorty, what's happening, dog?
What's going on, man?
What's up with you, fam?
Shit, man, just chilling out, man. I ain't on too much, man.
Okay, man. Like I say, man, we got a panel of hip hop artists on here, man, from the Midwest, man. We trying to get it in. We trying to see if we can come to some type of, you know, we trying to see. Like I say, us here in Sin City, me and Father Time, our whole goal right now, dog, on every Tuesday, our whole goal is, man, we trying to bring this Midwest hip hop nation together. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear, you know what I'm saying? I think is this. Lil Wayne got enough airplay. He don't need us. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, all them motherfuckers, they got enough airplay. They don't need us. You know what I'm saying? We trying to go out for the Jock the Freshman, the Frank Nitties, the Joey Zars, the Ace Trey, Vito Sam P. We trying to, you know what I'm saying? That's what we want to feature. We want to feature, you know what I'm saying? We want to feature the motherfuckers that I can say, damn, I just seen this motherfucker in the store. You know what I'm saying? They're the motherfuckers we want to feature. We want to feature motherfuckers that, shit, we can actually sit down, bust a bottle of motherfucking Absolute with. Motherfuckers ain't going to look at us like we crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's what we trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, straight. So what's been going on with you, man?
Shit, man, I've just been cooling out, man, trying to stay out of trouble. My nigga just shit. Working on this music, man, just trying to stay humble, man. That's about it.
I feel you. What you got coming? What you bringing to the table, man? What you got on your mind?
Shit, man. Right now, man, I got a lot of shit on my mind. But shit, you know, man, I'm just, you know, in this rap game, man, it's a lot of bullshit going on right now. You feel me? And like my man said, it's a lot of bullshit-ass music going on right now, you feel me? But, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers that ain't being heard, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, now. And I know I said all this positive shit, but now it's time for Cass to play Devil's Advocate. You know, it wouldn't be Sin City Radio if I didn't play Devil's Advocate. All right, now. Hey, you know me, I got to do what I do, man. Hey, check this out. Only reason I'm doing it because all y'all that said the same thing. It's motherfuckers putting garbage-ass music out here. You know I'm going Nitty. I'm off and hollering Nitty first. I'm hollering at you first. Cause you know where I'm going. What are you talking about? If you saying it's garbage music, give me a name of some garbage-ass motherfuckers out here.
Some garbage-ass motherfuckers. And see, I want to be politically correct when I answer this, and I don't mean garbage. It's my opinion. I wouldn't listen to this shit. But people listen to what I like to hear. Right now, to be honest, I think Gucci Man is becoming repetitive. Gucci Man, Gucci Mane is becoming repetitive. Lil Wayne is keeping some hot tracks. Yeah, he's keeping some hot tracks, but yeah, I've heard that before. Let's see who else. Let me see. In Chicago.
I mean, I'm not fucking with nobody
in Chicago because everybody's struggling, and that's what we were just talking about.
Okay.
But you know what? I can't knock their hustle because I don't know, man. You got to come back to me, man, because it's some people. I can't knock their hustle. It's not them.
Okay.
That, you know, they thinking, they looking in the mirror, they putting on their chains, and they got their tattoos, and they got their shirts off, and they going, I'm hot. And they got the girls going, yeah, you hot, baby, you hot. And they rapping off the YouTube beats and everything, and then they get somebody with some money behind them, or they go out there and they hustle and they get that money, and they pay for those slots, and they get those,
okay,
you know, positions. And
I
can't do it like
what,
that.
You know what, Nitty, I'm going to give you a second, because I know it's the name that you want to say, but I'm going to give you a second before you say the name, because I hear you. But I'm going to give you a second. Josh the Fresh Man.
Not
I. Who you? I mean, who shit? Bottom line, who you ain't feeling out here?
Shit.
Okay, hold on a second. Josh, we're going to give you a minute to think about that one. I'm glad you brought it out like that, man. But let's go into some music right now. So, Jock, think about the question. Joey Zah, think about the question. H-Trey, Beto, Sam P, y'all think about the question. Right now, I'm going to play a track from my man, Frank Madman Nitty. It's called Rock Music. I like this track, man. I'm not going to lie. I really like this track.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, Jock, we're gonna bust out the... what you want to call it, the gentleman's anthem?
Yeah, the gentleman's
anthem. It's an anthem. It's definitely an anthem.
That's the man's, that's that 2011 going to 2012 man's anthem. And a couple of lesbians, you hear me?
It's definitely an anthem. The track need to be nationwide because every man can relate to your track. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, but Frank, set me up with rock music, man. How you come about that track?
All right, well, rock music was one of those things where I was in we did a show, and I was listening to somebody, I can't even remember the artist, but he was, it was a rock themed song. And I've always liked rock music, period, like growing up. That was one of my, besides rapping R&B, it was rock music. I could name rock singers and everything, but I always wanted to do that, and I was sitting in the club after my show, and I seen how the crowd was just going wild between, you know, performers to this dude, and he wasn't saying shit. So I said, how about I'll do a rock song, but not the usual rock song. It's going to be rap, but I'm going to use most metaphoric ways I can do it. I'm going to have artists and groups from the rock music era and all that metaphored into my rap. And it's actually me talking about the street hustle as well. If you really listen to the metaphor, I'm talking about me back in Cabrini hustling out the lobby. And this music that you're listening to is rock music because it all comes from me hustling out the lobby, hustling out my crib, trying to make a couple dollars and survive. You feel me? So this rock music. And my boy, let me send some love to my boy Conquest from Rap Entertainment. He the one who put the beat together. I had to holler at him. I said, give me a rock song. He put that together after he heard my hook, and we did the thing.
All right, y'all, here we go. This is Rock Music by Frank Madman Nitty.
DJ, Sweet Boogie, the Street Assassin.
Take it. final tap, never hung with a bitch, nah. This is rock music, dummy. Cause when Hootie blow, I'ma get that money. So have Amy Winehouse go and get that for me. This is the simple love. And grab me a corner when you're done. And Lincoln Park, I'll be there shortly in the Blink 182 with some 41. No false rule, make me use my guns and roses. The casket closes.
Testing me, you know, like, oh yeah,
I've been letting it slide too long. I just want to say this. If you're an earshot, whoever you are, that's out there trying to perpetrate the fraud with my Miss Parker track, it's all love, but it never worked. So try it some other time. All right, but back
okay.
to what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway,
that's
so yeah, so that's what it is. It's like a lot of that going on. It's a lot of niggas that just don't like me because I don't say don't like me, but the Chicago, you know what we were talking about earlier, where we'll, you know, they won't even, they'll say you hot to your face, but when it comes to somebody else speaking, like, man, you heard about that nigga Frank Man Nitty? Oh yeah, he cool. Damn, G, you just told me face to face, I'm hotter than that thing. But when it comes to somebody that you trying to impress, and they ask you, oh, he's straight. You know, it ain't that type of thing, and that's where the problem is. Because now you go back to the Lil Wayne shit and all that. When it wasn't nobody that wasn't scared to say, that was in the industry to say, yeah, Lil Wayne hot. And that's what it is. In Chicago, it's like people don't want to say he hot too. Well, yeah, you know, he hot as me. That nigga cold. They don't want to do that. So,
I like the track.
I like the motherfucker.
Josh the Fresh Man, what's happening? What's happening, Big Pepper?
Ah, you got it, baby. You got it.
Go on, bitch. Go on, bitch. I told y'all for the first song he came on, I'm playing Devil's Advocate. Jock, who you ain't feeling, man?
You know what? I'ma keep 1,000 with you, man. I tell you like this. If I really don't fuck with you, then I mean you whack. If I fuck with you, then, you know, I like your style, or, you know, I like how you get down. So I'm just gonna keep it 1,000 like that.
Okay. Now take this out, Jock. The gone bitch. Like I told you. The title in itself, I can use that in my everyday lingo. Go on, bitch. I can use that in my everyday, just speaking every day. I can use that in my vocabulary every day. Concept of the song. Concept of the song one more time for me, y'all.
Okay, I use gone, bitch. I say that probably maybe 30 to 25 times a day, man. You know, when females call and ask you crazy-ass questions, first thing coming to my head is like, it's gone somewhere with that. So really, the whole concept behind the song is, you know, I heard a couple of, you know, my girls talking, and when they be talking, you know, they be saying, you know, bitch, shut up, bitch, this and that and that. And one of them happened to say, bitch, gone. So I just took that bitch gone, and I just ran with it.
Okay. I'm gone, bitch.
Yeah,
like I
it's gone. It's, you know how we do it, man. You get into an argument with your girl some, and, you know, she about to get ready to do something crazy, and you be like, hold up now. Don't you do that. You better go on, bitch, before I brush your head. You feel me?
Hey, it's a motherfucking anthem, man. I'm finna play the anthem for all men, because every man can relate to this motherfucking song. Go on, bitch, y'all, by Jock the Fresh.
Yo, what it do? It's your boy Freshman. I ain't in it right now. Leave a message, please.
Freshman, you on some bullshit. Ever since you've been hanging out with that nigga Fat Donnie, you don't know how to answer your phone. My girl said they saw you at the club last night with his fat ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch, all you gotta do is mind your business. Mind your motherfucking business.
Tell
what I say, go, bitch. Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck we arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the world and I hear these bitches choosing. Go, bitch. Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck you arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the world and I hear these bitches choosing. Slow down, bitch. You tripping over nothing, though. Getting all emotional. emotional. Cause I'm with another hoe. Cause I'm with another bride. Cause I fuck another bitch. Claiming that your feelings hurt. Now you on some other shit. Calling me, threatening me. Playing on the fucking phone. 10, 20 times a day. Driving past my fucking home. Told you from the jump. I ain't into no relationship. We smoking sex. About as deep as our relationship. Nighttime, nice time. Hennessy, pipe time. Roll up. Put my TMs on. And it's flight time. Pussy can't trap me. Change me or none of that. You dealing with a Mac, so when I hit, I know they coming back. Might spend the night though, especially if they true in bed. Might meet a pinky type or run into a superhead. Long as you understand, yeah, gotta understand. You dealing with a motherfucking man, and if you don't, you can go, bitch. Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck we arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the girl, and I hear these bitches choosing. Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck you arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the girl and my hitty bitches.
I'm like, gone, bitch. I don't need no headache. I'm trying to wash my cars. I don't need no starch on my plate. Just give me a couple days to cool off. Everything will be great, baby. Now cool off. Take a rock to an old knife. It's move off. Sharpen your swagger, I'ma have to move on. I'm sick of all these games, my love, you lost. One thing you need to recognize is who bought. But you tryna play who line next when I talk. I'm a man before anything, I flip you the bird when I walk. Every time I turn around, you there, you fucking stalk. So my heart on the ground, outlined in chalk. There's an ice box where my heart used to be. Where the flames located, the spark is what you see. Yeah, you kill me with your love and envy. I try to keep it real, but you kill what's in me. Now go, bitch.
Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck we arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the world, and I hear these bitches choosing. Go, bitch. Why the fuck you starting shit? Why the fuck you threatening me? Why the fuck we arguing? It ain't nothing. I prefer to keep it moving. I'm trying to fuck the world, and I hear these bitches choosing. Nymphos, groovy chicks, down to get them sessions in. Black girls, white girls, keep a couple lesbians. All wanna face me, taste me, the normal type. Pussy head and asshole, fucking like the porno life. Some might say it's more to life. Yeah, I'm getting money too. But every time they walk past, I'm trying to see what honey do. She trying to see what money do. I ain't trying to pay for that. If they got a bunch of kids, I try and stay away from that. Cut a couple big girls, ran into that baby fat. Now they text a nigga phone, happy that they baby back, passionate, grown independent, said I asked for dick, he sold the nigga, then swallow every last of it, that ain't even half of it, addicted to this dairy life, bitch in every hood, plus a cougar that been married twice, ladies just enjoy your dime, bitches wanna give me some, all you stupid hoes acting dumb, overcome, you can go, bitch.
Yeah,
go,
you better get your motherfucking head together, good, I'm talking about,
go,
nigga Fat Donnie.
I'm telling you, I'm finna send that to my baby mama. I'm sending that to her email. From me to you.
Gone, bitch.
Gone, bitch.
I'm gonna put that thing on there. That way, you know, you have your little side dick, your main piece, whatever, man. Let's check that out because a lot of females can relate to that song as well. You know, it's the brothers out there.
I tell you what, Jock, do me a favor.
What
do? When you put the video together, I want you to put it on our site, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Put it on the site, man. I'm going to hold you to that, man. Put it on the site.
I'm going to hold you to
that.
Put
it on the site. Frank Madman Nitty, much love, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate you putting the page up on the Sin City social site, man. All y'all fellas,
man. I see what y'all doing. I love that.
All the fellas, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, fellas. Put y'all a page up there, man. Put your videos on there, everything, man.
Yeah.
Nice in there, too.
Hey, man, we got women on that too. I feel what you were saying on that, but I want to get invited to the video shoot. Doc, first thing, when you do the video shoot, I'm gonna wear a shirt with my baby mama's face on there, and I want to sing the hook. I just want that just 2 seconds, so I could just come to my shirt and be like, "Go on, bitch."
You got the vest on that shirt, bro.
Huh?
I say make sure you wear a vest underneath that shirt, man, because when I shoot this video, it's going to be bananas, man. I'm going to do a big casting call out in the city, too, man. So, you know, for everybody that's on the radio station tonight, man, in Chi-Town, go ahead. I'm going to let y'all know when that video is going to come out. We're going to shoot the thing in Chicago. Everybody that's on this thing right now, man, I want y'all to be up in that thing with me.
That's what's up. And by the way, my man Frank Bandini, he up on YouTube, so y'all go check him out too.
Well, I got some zany shit on there too, y'all, so check it out.
Yeah, he wanted me to bump Miss Park, but I got the music set for tonight. I'm going to bump Miss Park next week, Frank. I got you next week, baby.
That's
Miss
what's
happening. All right, Ma.
I gotta tell you. I wanna hear that never be me. I'm gonna have to bump that. That never be me. I gotta bump that.
All right, well, handle your business.
I'm feeling that. Actually, to be honest with you,
I like that one night too. That one night's kinda tight. I like that one too.
I had to put that one out there for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Had for the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
The theme of it,
nice,
you know what I'm saying? The theme,
I'm gonna play that
like,
one more.
Yeah, that's a nice little thing now.
Yeah, I'm putting it up on tomorrow. Tomorrow's like our ladies' night, so you know we get all the ladies calling on tomorrow. So y'all fellas now, I know y'all busy, so if y'all got some time, tune in tomorrow night, man. We got all the ladies on tomorrow night. But now we're gonna go to the
I'm definitely gonna call in tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we got all the ladies, the freaky ladies too. They don't be bullshitting.
I probably need you to spin that gong, you know what I mean?
Well, okay. We might get that. Joey Zah. Who's garbage to you, brother? Who's garbage? Who you ain't feeling?
I don't know. There's a lot of cats I really don't listen to. I mean, a lot of the new music, some of it more like all that auto-tune stuff, I can't really get to that. That's not really being creative to me. I mean, you know, that's kind of wore out. It's been done too much.
All right, now, Joey, we got to do like Tupac. Say his name, nigga. Say his name.
You want me to say Roscoe Dash? You want me to say T-Pain? That's what you want me to say?
You know what I mean?
This is auto tune, man. I like good music. I like to hear raw energy, like that rock joint. I'm feeling that. That's hot. I like that.
I like that track too. I love that track.
Yeah,
now, when you say auto tune, what is? Okay, I'm not a rapper, so I don't know the term. What does auto tune mean?
I mean, it's kind of like they. Well, mostly it started out with the singers using it.
And now I guess, I don't know, somebody told the rappers that they sound good doing it. It just changed your voice where if you really, really can't sing, you don't have to be in tune because it's what's called an auto-tune. It's going to automatically tune your voice to make you sound like.
Now, hold on. I got to say this. Joey, I got to say this. I got to say this. He my big brother, but yeah, he old, so he don't know shit. He's still bumping Grandmaster Flash of the Furious Five. So I know y'all like what the hell he don't mean. What the hell is he talking about? He don't know what the hell auto tune is. He old, but he's my
man.
Big brother. So I gotta keep him on the show. I gotta keep him on the show. So I know y'all like what the hell is he talking about? What the hell he mean?
What
all
that shit mean, man?
I gotta keep him on the show. So
hey, I bumped
Scott an 8-track in the car.
I ain't got no A-track, man. I do got a CD player in the car now, goddamn. I'm bumping all y'all shit, matter of fact, while I'm rolling.
That's what's up.
All right, Joey, set me up and Play to Win, man. How'd you come about that track?
Play to Win? Like I said, it's just, you know, that's just how I be trying to live, man. I try to excel in pretty much everything I do. And like I say, everybody know what playing to win means. I mean, if you ain't trying to win, what you playing for? You know, nobody don't ever be standing at the crowd saying, hey, this is the second place guy. He's doing real good, you know. They remember who went. I mean, it's not really necessarily make it right, but that's just what it is. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer, man. I was doing something with the beat. I heard the beat, and I liked the beat, and I just started playing with it. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I got something for that. And, you know, it ain't take that long, man. All right,
y'all. This is Joey Zah. Play to Win. Joey, what are you representing? GI?
Low end, man. GI all day. 219 side.
That's what I thought. Joey Zah, y'all. Play to Win.
Now, if any of you sons of bitch got anything else to say, now's the fucking time.
What it do, Joey Zah? Go hard from the intro. 219 repping the union and all my kinfolk. Pin strokes, play with it. I don't need all day with it. Spit it hot off the skillet. That's just the way they gon' get it. Still won't flip flop. Still love hip hop. The sky's not the limit, so this shit's a pit stop. World thought process, yeah, I'm digging that. The bleak hot sauce in the track, I'm killing that. Slake shot, slang man, boomerang, bring it back. Muddy water jogging and a stainless steel click clack. We've been asked to dumb it down, told them we ain't fucking round. Midwest mob music, nigga, you can duck around. This that gutter sound, that in the mud. What the thugs bob to when the love lit. We keep our family enlightened, keep our enemies frightened. Play to win, I don't give a fuck who I like.
I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto.
Right back at him like a horror flick sequel. Black hoodie, black fist, Joey do it for his people. Bringing back good raps when you actually had to be able to. Nah, too many fake dudes, old Facebook gangsters, internet bloggers. Keep thugging on your keyboard, I'ma run with the monsters. A small armada, a strong arm robbers. Glen Park side to the low end holler. Lot of new niggas be bugging, I'm old, I let it pass. I'm from the G and me mugs ain't whooping no ass. I stay cash minded, blow yours like the finest sniff. Ike Turner, Mike Burner, nice with this rhyme shit. Climbing in this game, fix gratis shit by the throat. Hold your breath, choke yourself, waiting on some weak flow. Far as he go, nigga, I'm habanero hot sauce. Get it in, play to win, and lead them
baby
fly.
Play to win, more than just a motto. I need it this day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it this day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it this day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto. I play to win, more than just a motto. I need it this day and night. Tomorrow I ain't waiting no lotto.
I need more than Obama change. I need Osama change. Hideout, hideaway money. Y'all feel me, man? Stamp the passport, find the island to funnel the cash off. And in between time, rhyme my ass off. Lead us to
pass off, sprinkle my seeds. Zacapa went on, mix a lot and balance my deeds. Challenge MCs, bring me more than hoes, guns and crack. Home, press me, nigga, I done done all that. Lead the fast break, throw the lob for the dunk. This the type of shit they knock hard in the trunk. Keep your head bobbing like you're going off the dilly. Won't stop rocking to the bank account silly. M-I-D-W-E-S-T, you feel me? Hard rock rhymes represent my steel city. Home of that nitty gritty, y'all better recognize. Subpoena to testify, I swear to tell a lie. Grind till they throw the dirt on top of my frame. Leave a legacy, the world gon' remember my name. Fight script the game, elevated at the same plane. Joey Zai, play to win, in a damn game. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
dig that, play to win. Ain't no games on this side. Still city, how about that?
All right, y'all, let's play to win by Joey Zah. Hey, hey girl, this girl I'm dating, love that track, man.
That's cool, appreciate it, bro.
She
love
it. I'm saying, holler at your boy when you do that remix.
Dig that, dig that.
Dig that.
I gotta say one thing, man. Y'all motherfuckers, I mean, dog, I mean, I'm sitting here, man, ain't a song been played I didn't like, man. So I gotta say it, man. Y'all gotta get this Midwest thing popping, man. Y'all got to, man. I mean, shit, it's there for the taking. It's strictly on y'all now, man. Cause anything y'all got, man. I think right now, this is just my opinion, dog. I'm going to be real with y'all. Right now, just the shit that I'm hearing right now, y'all motherfuckers together can collab and make a super group. You know what I'm saying?
Another Wu-Tang. We got a Wu-Tang in the Midwest ain't been discovered yet.
Y'all motherfuckers bust the dope down, man. Just tear it down. Fuck opening it. Tear the motherfucker down.
But check this out. Check this out, dog. You know what? We ain't even done yet. We got beat with Sam P. We ain't even bumped him yet. You know, Sam P, what's up, fellas? Set me up. First of all, we got to keep it going in order. We got to keep it going in order. Who's garbage? Who y'all not feeling? Who y'all not feeling?
Bill, you want to take this one?
I'll get my input, then you can get yours. I've never been a Gucci fan. I've always argued with niggas over Gucci. Never been a Waka Flocka fan.
I hate that motherfucker. He's garbage. He's garbage. And I'm going to say it on the air. Waka Flocka, right. You're garbage.
Man,
I concur.
That nigga just woke up and said he wants to rap.
Soulja Boy should have never happened.
Garbage.
Another nigga that woke up and said he wants to rap.
But you know what, though? I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, brother. But I must say this.
Yeah.
If Tupac wouldn't have died, Waka Flocka, Soulja Boy, all this bubblegum shit, it wouldn't have made it. Nobody would buy that shit.
Hold on, man. I gotta say one thing. Now, what you just said... And this is my opinion about Waka Flocka, Gucci, Soulja Boy, and I mean, hey, this is just me. I could be wrong. I ain't wrong because it's my opinion, but hey, this is just the way I feel.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
That's my opinion. My opinion. I'm good with that old dumbass shit. I'm tired of them no lyric ass motherfuckers.
Right, hold on, man. We gotta keep it in tune, man. We gotta keep it in tune. Be those LP, go ahead. Who's garbage other than those cats?
Go ahead, Sam.
Man, I mean, shit. He pretty much, summarized it.
their name people, they garbage as hell. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just them. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, people that's made, then yeah, it's them. I mean, you got other people that's out here. And I think, you know, a big problem with a lot of artists in the Midwest is that they'll hear something that's hot, and, you know what I'm saying, they'll go back to, you know, their producer or whatever like that. Hey, I need a beat like this, you know. They try to sound too much like what's going on instead of trying to set a new trend, you know what I'm saying, and try to set a new path for themselves. So a lot of Midwest people, it's like when we go to these open mics, when we go to these performances, it's like, man, all these songs sound the same, you know what I'm saying? And if it's like, you know, you're not trying to, you know, step outside the box and do something different, you're just trying to be like the next person, it's like, you know, you kind of fit in that same category too. Like, man, be different, you know what I'm saying?
I'm coloring outside all day.
Okay, now who was that just said that?
Joe.
Okay, Sam. Okay, now Beto, what you feeling? Who you feeling? Who you not feeling?
No, I was the one that said that brought up Gucci and Waka Flocka.
Oh, Waka Flocka is garbage.
That's terrible. Like, I'm an artist to the heart. Like, I'm stuck in the '90s still. When you had to talk about some shit, if you was gonna pick up the mic. And the majority of these motherfuckers ain't doing that, so not only do I not feel their music, I can't even respect them.
Okay, I feel you. All right, now I need y'all to set it up. You know what you're doing. That's right.
Yeah.
Set it up for me. How'd y'all come about it?
Man, this is how it is. The women always know what they're doing. So, and 9 times out of 10, there's a motive for something. Like, your woman might, like Sam P put it, your woman might start an argument with you just because she enjoys the makeup sex. So she knew what she was doing when she started that argument because she knew what the outcome was. Women go to the club in a little short skirt. They know they're going to attract attention. They want you to approach them. They want those comments. Like, they know what they're doing when they do this stuff. And that's what this song was, where this song was born, you know.
So, in other words, what you're telling me, hold on, Sam P, Vito, Sam P, what you're telling me is that the hoes be in the club and... That's
their
whole alternative, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it just don't apply to the club, you know what I'm saying? As Beto said, it just don't apply to the club. It applies to everyday life, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, just everyday life.
Everything, just... They already got it set in their mind what they're trying to accomplish, you know what I'm saying, and what they're trying to do. And they it's a certain process they go about doing stuff. Just like he said, you know what I'm saying? They want to start a fight with you before you're about to go out, you know what I'm saying, just for the whole... make a part of it. Like, oh, I know if I do this to this nigga, you know what I'm saying, he gonna act like this. I mean, that's just how a lot of women think. You know, if I say this, he gonna do that. Just like, you know what I'm saying, Jock song, Gone Bitch, you know what I'm saying, they start shit just because they know the reaction they gonna get from it. I mean, that they know what they doing when they do it. So
yes, they do. I agree with you 100%. Alright, y'all,
we got ladies in this audience listening. So I'm going to stay neutral on that one.
you know me. I ain't the neutral motherfucker. You know me. You know I'm going to put it out there. All right, y'all. This is you know what you're doing, Beto, Sean P. Now, is it Ben or is it B-E-N? Which one is it?
Ben.
It's just
Beto, Sam,
Ben. Okay.
Ben.
Okay, Beto, Sean P, and Ben, y'all.
Nah,
you know
Sam
what you're
P.
doing.
S-A-M-P. Sam P.
Oh, my bad, dog. My bad.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, blame it on Stanley. Blame it on Stanley. I'm blaming it on Stanley. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's my dog. That's my dog. All right, y'all. Here we go. You know what you're doing.
Persuasive, sexy, curvaceous. Knows the mob well, so she knows she's what my taste is. Making seductive faces, gyrating the waist. I'm watching her salivating, waiting for her to say it. She says nothing. She bluffing, or maybe more like she frontin'. I think it's more like she wantin' a player to chase her. She got my temperature.
plagiarizing, looking her in the eyes and glancing down at her thighs, fantasizing about her riding. She know what she doing, yeah. She know what she doing to me. She know what she wanna do, and I'ma let her do it to me. No need for speaking, look at how her body moving to me. Oh, you a grown woman, you gon' have to prove it to me.
The way you put it down.
My dog, man. That's my dog.
Yeah, all right, man.
That's my nigga, right there, man. Cool people, man. That's my nigga, man.
Give me some history on that straight slamming, man. What y'all all about, man?
Man, shit, we all about making hits, man. Moving around, man.
Right, because you know my man Hits is a friend of the show. Hits is always on the show, y'all. You know, we grew up in the same project together.
Oh yeah,
this is my man.
Yeah, you know I grew up out there. I grew up out there too, man.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you already know this.
the God.
All right. Now I do have a song with Straight Slamming. Now, talk to me about that All Types.
All Types?
Yeah.
Man. All right, man.
How'd y'all come up with that concept?
I was sitting in the studio one day, man, and I was looking through my phone, man, and I was like, damn, man, I got a lot of hoes, man. Nah, for real though, man. All type of hoes, man, all types, man, that's just different kind of hoes, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to say, but some females is just hoes, and you know what I'm saying? Some motherfucking niggas get that twisted, you know what I'm saying? They wifeful, they, you know, they cuffful, all that shit. You can't
like
that. Now, Trey, we gotta say this, man. I beat my dick like it owes me money. That's what happened when we fuck with them old crazy ass hoes. Fuck them. I beat my dick and just be down with it. Fuck them hoes.
But I can't do that though.
All right, fuck them. We also gotta say, in respect to all women, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get them their respect too.
Right.
Stop calling these women bitches and hoes.
I get it.
Every bitch ain't a hoe and every hoe ain't no bitch.
Exactly.
We gotta tell you, every bitch ain't a hoe and every hoe ain't no bitch. Very true.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, y'all. We gonna go into that All Types by Straight Slamming. Now, who's all on this track?
Hey, Stray, Freddie Gibbs, The Edge. Shout out to Big Bro The Edge, man.
All right, y'all, here we go. All Types, Straight Slamming. Great friends of the show. We love Straight Slamming. DJ Stanley, that's my man. Here we go.
Big Business Foe, Street Edition. Straight Slamming Click, B.I.C.
Paying bitches, add a number, line them up. Bingo, 32, 35, 42, 46, 49 on that hoe. All type of hoes, they get low. Fuck with the ones that get dope. I don't wanna sing out a fat ass or two toe. Ashley, Emily, Tasha, Kimberly. They got that long hair. All of them be killing me. CC sounded they both dice. When I get them together, they lick each other. Knocking them down like Mayweather. When I'm done, them two gon' play together. Got a few in Naptown. Nisha Kelly tag down. I think they mad at me, cause when I fuck, I ain't never gone background. Can't help it, I'm so appealing. I'm chilling, you catching feelings. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got 99 more hoes, spots to fill in. Motto hoes, college hoes. One say that she is a dancer. Every time that I call a phone, first ring, them hoes answer. I got them classic, freaky, and a few dyking hoes. Fancy bitches, you know, them thick, exciting hoes. I got them classic, freaky, and a few dyking hoes. Fun bitches, you know, them think it's fighting hoes. Y'all niggas be wiping hoes. Laughs saying you fuck my hoes. But I ain't shipping niggas cause I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. Fancy bitches, you know, the ones are gonna go. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes.
Ride.
Yeah,
check it out.
dick. Yo, bitch, straight porn star, deep dope shit. I pull the candy cars up out of my garage. Now I hit all the bras and she close with it. Cause that broke shit, that's for the verse. Bitch, keep your pussy, what's in your purse? I put my hood rat bitches on the engine list and moved up to a white bitch in the verse. I got cash cars and condos. Break chips off with no convo. When I'm dining out with three dime pieces, you dirty hoes can eat dominoes. Cause I'm way too pimp for some pepperoni. And it's all on the bitch, treat all my homies. Keep the X feel good, weed and Yola on me. Take a whole damn paycheck and blow it on me, bitch. If you got wet pussy and a five mouth, you should never ever be broke. See, a nigga told me there's plenty fish in the sea, and I bet they all fuck for a C note. I done seen hoes bust down for a 20 bag of some dirt weed and some E and J, and that pussy bomb on that Parmesan. The club closing down, so bitch lead the way. And you fuck a hotel, we in the motel. 30 bucks in my dick, suck so swell. And my cold ways and my cold heart keep the coldest hoes on my coattail. The nigga Freddie B is Tyson hoes. The trick niggas be wiping hoes. If they pockets light, I don't like the hoes. I'm getting money around a motherfucking globe with a type of hoe.
I got some classic, freaky, and a few fashion hoes. Fun bitches, you know, them thick is fashion hoes. Y'all niggas be wiping hoes. Laugh, saying you fuck my hoes. But I ain't shipping niggas, cause I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. Fancy bitches, you know, the ones that's gonna go. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. Pussy ain't shit, cause I got all type of hoes.
All type. By the bay, yo. Worldwide player, I does it way, yo. Dimes on deck, I assist the sale. And they all buzz down, no kiss or say, yo. Face down, no words unless I say so. Keep it all pippin', that's the rules, I wave, ho. Give straight shots, whenever love a straight, ho. Then Teddy Penny grabs her lucky KO. Lame ass niggas, they love to pay those. I just show up and collect my peso. Devilish a halo, two Jamaican models on the low. Got them on my payroll. Y'all all over them, I just lay low. Eyeball hard, bitch, OJ Mayo. Pimp by blood, all about the queso. I gotta keep a sweet thing on my label. Perk from the OZs, though, the case low. Niggas go hate, but the bitches they know. Drove in the mall all night, they don't stop. And then I hit the block with the hoes and go shop. All black top down, the curves is crispy. I'm talking about the bitch, not the car, stay with me. Slam on sight, so the cost is risky. That's why I get paid first, then we proceed. Latinas, I got those. Got Brazilian, Croatian, the black hoes. Got pink toes with pink cooch stack. Head to toe like Legos. And I make them with the hair like Willow. Hard on them, keep their face in their pillow. And we blow bits, rock all night. They getting chosen by all types, and that's yes.
I got them classic, freaky, and a few fashion hoes. Fun bitches, you know, them think it's fashion hoes. Y'all niggas be wiping hoes. Laugh, saying you fuck my hoes. But I ain't shipping niggas, cause I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. Fancy bitches, you know, the ones that's gonna go. I got all type of hoes. I got all type of hoes. Pussy ain't shit, cause I got all type of hoes.
Hot.
That's what's up. I wish I could say that, man, but I ain't got all type of hoes, man. I'm lucky if I can get one hoe.
That's just hoes, though. You know what I'm saying? Like my man said, bitch is different. It is more. No disrespect. Right, no disrespect to the good ones.
That's love. All right, I'm going to go down the list. Beto, Sam P, what y'all got coming out, man? Y'all got CDs, you got shows. Talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. Like, as far as, this, like,
promotion, like, man, we really all over the nation. You know, I've been trying to set up different aspects and do all that to, you know, when we can reach out not just to the Midwest, but it's, you know, L.A., Atlanta, you know, Texas. All that, but as far as joints coming out, Beto, he just did this hard-ass joint called, you know, Shack Size. We got another one called Greed, you know what I'm saying? Another one by me is called Live It Up, you know what I'm saying? Another one before that, and then I don't know if my man Jock's still on the line, but me and Jock, we've been supposed to do something.
Y'all got to get together.
It's been some months. You know what I'm saying? We've been just missing each other here and there and all that. But like I said, Jockey's down the line. I hit you up the other day, man. Go on, get back at me, bro.
I got you. Hey, Sam P, that been my bad, baby. Shit, my bad. You know, I've been so busy, man. Let me tell you what's going on with me real quick, man.
Hold on, Jock. Now, when you, Beto, and Sam P get together, y'all going to give me the track, right?
I got the track.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. Already. You got that track coming to you, man. The name of the song is called Money Walk. All
right. Long as we can play the track, we good.
Yeah. You know, so.
I mean, we got all right. What you got on deck, Jock?
Oh, man. I just signed on the label on the hype. What else I got coming up, man? I got the BET Awards, October 11th, down in Atlanta. I got a couple shows booked in Kentucky, St. Louis. Minnesota. Man, I got a lot of stuff coming up, man. You know, I got a new team around me, man. And, you know, they're pushing me, man. So,
hey,
man, I'm just staying focused right now.
I need that Minnesota, man. Hit me up with the Minnesota thing.
I think I'm coming down there in about 3 weeks. I'm coming down there.
All right, just let me know where you're going to be at, man. I'm there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get your number that way. You know what I mean? We can swipe it twice, and you can see me perform that Gone Bitch Live.
Okay.
Hey, don't mean to cut in. Hey, Jock, man, I'm going to be in Atlanta on the 6th, man, so you're going to be down there. Make sure you hit me up.
All right, I got you, P. All right,
man.
All right, Frank, man, what you got on deck, baby?
All right, right now I'm finishing up my project, The Born Dying Mixtape. And I'm working on, you know, I'm doing the paperwork for iPhones and all the distributions that I can do so I can get it online. I got a couple shows coming up. I can't tell you the specific dates, but they will be posted on my Facebook page and my Reverb Nation page. Everything else is just projects. Before I, you know, get pass it on, I'd like to say what's up to my Third World Soldiers, Tay Niggs, a.k.a. Mr. Loud Pack, Jay Rilla. Out there waiting like hungry dog, my boy Mike D, Free Mike D, and all everybody out here that's supporting me, Conquest, do your thing. We out here, man. Just check me out. Everything that I'm doing, I'm laying right there on Reverb Nation. I'm laying right there on Facebook. My Facebook profile page is 5,000 strong, so I can't get nobody. So, and my like page, and I'm putting everything on there as well. So I'm gonna be promoting to I die because I'm the only one that can. So. Oh, that's where I'm at, man.
All right. Joey Zah, what you got on deck, baby?
Man, just working hard, man, putting a few things together, man. I'm doing something with my man Standing and sending a couple of records to, you know, messing with the Straight Slamming Camp and with the Warehouse Music thing. I got some stuff on Facebook, man. Go to Reverb Nation, check out the Gauntlet. You know, just trying to stay busy, man, stay focused and making good music. That's pretty much paramount.
Hey, Trey, what you got on deck?
Shit, man, just shit. I've been more in the studio lately, man. So shit, I'm working on my mixtape and shit. Called in my 2-3 zone. You know what I'm saying? Straight slamming shit. You know, and shit, I ain't got no shows right now. You know what I'm saying? I've just been taking off a little time, getting in the studio a little more. You know what I'm saying? That's about it.
Okay. All right, now, before we get off the air, I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to start with you, Jock. What's the biggest gripe in the music industry right now for you? What's your biggest gripe? Is it producers, the video directors, what? Who you got beef with?
You know what? My beef is with these DJs, man. I feel like, you know, these DJs should be spending these vocal artists more out here. You know what I mean? I mean, you always got to.
Oh.
Like myself, I feel like I shouldn't have to go in the club and send over a DJ, and then they have to threaten you just to play my song. I mean that right there. I mean not just me, Sam P, Joey, Straight Slam, Sam, whoever the case may be. You got these DJs, so they rather play a Jeezy, a Waka, Gucci, you know, before
right. They
play the local artists. And half of the time, the local artists, the DJs, and the local artists in the same in the same city and. That's my beef with the DJs.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Frank
Madman News. Well, it's going to be my beef forever. It's basically everybody that's not an artist, that's not doing their job, and as far as like, or thinking that their job is more worth than and more important. It's like we all out here struggling, but if you see some talent in somebody, you see something that can get some money made, stop going for that short-term shit and sit back and try and make something happen for everybody.
and motherfuckers be talking that, oh, I'm down with my hood and I'm putting it down for, how you down for the hood and you telling niggas in the hood to come to your studio and then you charging them up the wazoo because you can, or, you know what I'm saying, you putting niggas in there that shouldn't be in there. But, I mean, right, that's my pet peeve, to niggas from the producing to the promotion to the direction, all of it, till they start seeing that it's one team and it's one nigga that's going to run that team, that's going to make that team pop, and that's that artist. And if everybody not putting in that work for that artist, it's not going to happen, and stop trying to get it from piece and piece and piece and piece, and niggas will respect you more, period.
All right. Frank Man and me, he hit it right on the head. Joey Zah.
What's good?
Who you got beef with? I mean,
That's unproductive, bro. I ain't got beef with nobody. I'm supporting the Midwest and supporting the Midwest music. That shit's unproductive. I ain't beefing with nobody, so that's
not exactly beef, but I'm saying, what's your biggest gripe as far as the music industry goes?
They was touching on it earlier, man. It's kind of like some of these producers, dude, I kind of got beef with that because everybody will run to you and be like, well, look, man, I got like 50 beats, dog. I got woo-tee-woo, I got this. Yeah, but if ain't nobody spitting on them, I don't know about you, but I ain't heard no instrumentals making no money here lately. That's all I'm saying. Without somebody without somebody putting it on, it's just noise, man. So, you know, stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, the niggas, it's like, I don't know, man. Cats, like you said, they sound like they bigger than the artist now. That's not necessarily the case because, like you say, anybody could get on here and make beats now. At that, you know, the promotion thing could be a little bit better. I feel like my man said, instead of just, you know, everybody trying to come up and be like, yeah, man, you give me $250 or you give me $300, you could get on the thing with Gucci, man, and this and all that. Like you said, whatever happened to breaking people? Whatever happened to DJs? That's what DJs supposed to do. They supposed to break records.
Exactly.
So I don't know, man. It's a lot of things that I could see that, you know, probably could be changed or whatever. But I'm not gonna use none of that as far as no excuse, because, you know, we got a lot of technology on our side. We got a lot of stuff on our side now. So it's time to go ahead and push forward.
Outstanding. All right, Ace Trey, the biggest gripe in the music industry.
Shit, man. My thing is that, man, like, you know, I feel like everybody in their own little section, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, why everybody ain't fucking with each other? Everybody ain't fucking with each other enough, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of hating. It's a lot of hating, man. Everybody hating on one another, man. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, every time a nigga do a show, you know what I'm saying, locally, you know what I'm saying? You got these motherfucking stars that come from other cities, but, you know what I'm saying, what about local motherfuckers? Ain't nobody going to come to no local show, you feel me?
Okay.
But they'll come out here, they'll come to, you know what I'm saying, out to see, what's his name, 2 Chainz or whatever, they come see him, they, you know what I'm saying? They come see.
They go back down. They go back to the DJs and the promoters and the producers and they go back to them, man. Because if they not out there saying, like, man, this nigga just walked in my lab and killed this track and putting it out there, then ain't nobody else gonna really think about the feeling. And you get on Facebook, you get online and everything, you see these people putting their stuff up, but you don't see nobody else putting it up but the bitches that like them. You know what I'm saying? Not the niggas that roll with them, because they too proud to do the shit. Not the niggas that like the shit. And, I'm going to post this shit on my page like I post DMX and all these other motherfuckers on my page.
Right.
That's the problem. Like, I mean, it's the DJs. It's all that, man. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Well, I tell you like this, man. Sin City, we down with all the local artists, man. Midwest, that's what's happening as far as we go. Now we got Beto and Sam P. What's your biggest gripe in the industry?
Man, I'm gonna have to go with what Jock said with the DJs, man. You know, they the ones really that, you know, can make a break, you get your stuff heard. But a lot of them, you know, they act like they way too big for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I put it, hey, we on the radio, I put it out now. Like,
one of the main DJ, DJ Phantom, you know what I'm saying, with GCI. You know, he heard the album, he was like, you know, just like, yeah, it's all right, but you know what I'm saying, you got to get the streets behind you. Like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Then we go out there and get the streets behind us, you know what I'm saying? People calling up the radio station, yeah, requesting this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they starting to play our stuff in rotation, you know what I'm saying? Next time you talk to them, he like, oh, you know, don't get excited, you know what I'm saying? It played a couple times. But, like, just like he hating for no reason, you know what I'm saying? But you supposed to be a DJ. You supposed to break, you know, local artists. You supposed to break hot songs and all that, but a lot of these DJs, they just got the stuff in their head, like, you know, they bigger than everybody, like they really somebody, you know what I'm saying? No, you're supposed to be contributing to the cause, not, you know what I'm saying, making it worse. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying, you know, shout out to Straight Slamming. A lot of people in Straight Slamming, you know what I'm saying, really been, you know what I'm saying, promoting our song and doing all that, you know what I'm saying, Platt, Hit, Stanton, Rock, you know what I'm saying, all them, you know, we go on, we see, hey, decide, you know, they promoting us, they doing this, they doing that, you know what I'm saying? My man Jock, you know what I'm saying? Talking to Rock, you know what I'm saying? Even before me and Rock got to that certain level, Jock, before he even talking about his music, he's like, hey, man, you need to check out my man Sam P, and hey, they got a hot song, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about it, like, you know, everybody got to work together, you know what I'm saying, and promote everybody, but a lot of people don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Midwest people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I say, well, check this out. Fellas, we greatly appreciate y'all coming on the show. We're going to bump y'all music. If y'all got a track that y'all want to get played, give it to my man Stanley and he'll give it to me. If not, put it up on our page and we'll play it. And that's straight up.
That's what's up,
man. Yeah.
Regardless, I got you on full rotation on my page. you got anything else, dog?
Yeah. Hey, on the internet, man.
Say that again.
How can I listen to you live on the internet?
Oh man, you can hit us up on SinCity.Spruce.com.
Okay.
Go to radio show. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If anybody want to listen to the show over again, go to SinCity.Spruce, SPRUZ.com, and go to the radio show. You can hear this show all over again.
That's
what's up, as they say. As y'all say, that's what's up. I'm a little bit older. So we leave it with some music? Oh, no doubt. Oh, the show ain't over yet, baby.
Oh, I'm finna say, it sound like everybody going home.
Oh, the show ain't over yet. I got to go to my co-host. Co-host, you got anything else for these brothers?
Yeah, check this out, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. Like I said, we get it in every Tuesday and Wednesday. Check it out, fellas. Wednesday, we got ladies on the show, man. They wild hunters. I mean, they speak their mind. If you, hey, you ain't shy, I mean, you ain't scared to get down with these women, man. Trust me. Call in, man. They gets raw. I'm telling you. Hey, we also got our page set up, SinCity.Spruce.com. Like I said, man, go and put your profile up there. Put your music up there. Do the thing, man. Let the world know what y'all got, man. You know what I'm saying? We small now, but we steady building, dog. We want to build. We want y'all to be our foundation. You know what I'm saying?
All day. But hold on, fellas. We got the hip-hop mogul on here with us. The Suge Knight of the Midwest. LaFonda, what's up, LaFonda?
Hello.
What's happening, LaFonda?
LaFonda is the Suge Knight of the Midwest. Everybody. She down with everybody. She love good music. Ain't that right, LaFonda? I'm going to bring you on the show, LaFonda. What's happening?
Nothing much. I got low senses, so I ain't got to go to work today. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, now, LaFonda, we got Beto, we got Sam P, we got H. Trey, we got Joy Zob, we got Frank Madman Nitty. Love that name,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, I know.
Whoa, hold on, LaFonda. We got Jock the Freshman, too, now.
I don't know who that is.
Hey, y'all, I'm coming. How you doing?
Come on, bitch.
That's the man's name.
You got questions for these brothers?
On Facebook, for instance. So, I, of course, I promote their music to the fullest. You,
I'm saying, you
got any
questions for these brothers?
I mean, I like the song.
Now, I know you listen to the whole show.
I listen to the whole show, and I like the song. I like Jock Song. Of course, I'm fans of Frank Man Nitty. Biden, I'm fans of. I love that song with Ben, of course. I love Ben to the point.
What's up, boo? All right, now, fellas.
Oh,
fellas.
You got
questions. Y'all got a friend, LaFonda, on Facebook, because she bumps everybody's music. She show love to everybody.
Yeah, she do.
And
yeah,
I must admit that. She show love to everybody, from Who Knows to Frank Man Nitty, Joy Zah. Stray, Dito, Sam P, Jock, everybody.
Yeah, look. That's love right there.
My friend on that field,
yeah,
and
sure.
You tag me in a post and put your music on that, it's probably playing in my car. So.
All right. And she gonna call on she gonna call tomorrow night too. So fellas, if y'all like her voice, we can put y'all in the private room.
Yeah.
You can run your best game on. I ain't gonna say it's gonna work. But you can put it on them.
Hey, this Sam P wanna step in too right quick, you know, don't wanna interrupt, but hey buddy, you know what I'm saying? We got the video shoot for you know what you're doing. It's gonna be in probably Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know the date and everything was going on. So if y'all can make it, need accommodations, whatever, you know, we got y'all, but we need a lot of support out there. That's what we're going to do the video at, you know, at Dallas, Texas. So.
As long as we get the video, as long as CNC Radio get the video, we good.
Yeah, this everything big in Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, you know, Texas, you know, black folks now, make sure you do the speed limit.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you ain't drinking and driving. They gonna you know, they ain't. They don't love black folks in Texas.
Yeah, we know.
All right, anybody else got anything else before we get up out of here?
Man,
I'm praying to hit the road and go down to Tipsy Tuesdays.
All right. Now, fellas, don't forget, tomorrow night is ladies' night, so y'all make sure y'all give us a call in. I'm going to leave y'all with a... Anything to Survive by Freddie Gibbs and Freeway Adrian. I like this track. All right, y'all. We out. Peace, love, and everything.
Peace, Nick.
Before we hit the ground, saw his body shiver, get spit around. He might be out for the count, them hollows just pick him down. Now I ain't slept 2 weeks, I'm up like I'm tweaking, serving heat, cause man, it's hard to get paper up when you weeping. Niggas know my face, niggas know my name where I say it. If they gon' bitch up, or they gon' be patient and get they payback. Fuck the sitting duck, we just gon' grip up and go where they say it. Add the pressure to them hoes, get the message, I'm gon' relay that. I got 5,000, a couple ounces, and plenty burners, bruh. TV and a microwave for my dough, fuck the furniture. And my homie sister, a geek, or should I be serving her? It's like we feed each other's addictions. I'm out here earning a living off of killing my own. Flipping, pitching the song. Niggas gon' listen, cause I'm living this shit in my soul. If I should die before I wait, just know some busters ran up in my spot and shot me in my face, cause I'm a motherfucking gang.
And I move through the day, carry on.
Jelly Boo team with a queen from Hollis. Yeah, knows that I came from the bottom here for the challenge. Not trying to cause mileage, trying to maintain the balance. But it's kind of hard when niggas that swore to be made men.
ain't violent.